if Duryodhana Dhritarashtra had the free will to choose whether to fight or not, to let Duryodhana fight or not, then if he had chosen to stop Duryodhana from fighting, then how would the Bhagavad Gita have been spoken? Answer: the Bhagavad Gita is a timeless wisdom. In the Bhagavad Gita itself, it is said that Krishna had given this knowledge earlier to the sun god. Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Omne. So what was spoken in the past was again spoken at this particular time. The essential message of the Gita is actually co-eternal with creation. Whenever there's creation, the Gita is like a manual. It may be in different forms, but the essential message is always the same. So now this was a particular circumstance when Krishna spoke the Gita. So that way, if we start tracing backwards, if this person had not done this, if this person had not done this, then we can always go backwards and look at eventualities in whichever way we want. So if Bhishma had not taken a vow to stay unmarried, then Bhishma could have had his own child. And then so much of the complications could have been avoided. The Lord's Leela happens in a particular way. Now that does not mean necessarily that the characters are like puppets. All that it means is that people use their free will in a particular way, and whatever happens, however people use their free will, Krishna is expert enough to use their free will to utilize their particular way of using their free will in his service. That means it's like expert boatman. This person, they may catch the winds when it's flowing in a particular direction, and then they will take the waves and they will move along that way. But if the waves are moving in opposite direction, still the expert boatman will know how to steer the wave in a way that can keep moving in the right direction. So sometimes some people will act according to Krishna's will. That means they are furthering Krishna's plan by doing what Krishna wants them to do, which is according to Krishna's will. Sometimes some people may act against Krishna's will, like Duryodhana did when Duryodhana refused Krishna's proposal of peace, as Dhritarashtra did when he rejected Vyasadeva's advice. Krishna is so expert that even when people misuse their free will and act against him, Krishna can expertly use even that in his overall plan. So yes, Krishna uses everyone in his plan, but some people do it voluntarily and positively, some people do it involuntarily and negatively. And the important thing is that we need to redirect our love towards Krishna. So if we are not doing that, then we are not going to go closer towards Krishna. Even if we are used by Krishna in his plan, but still we are not going to go closer to Krishna, because going closer to Krishna requires our choosing to love him, our directing our heart towards him. So if Dhritarashtra had somehow stopped Duryodhana from antagonizing the Pandavas, and if he had stopped the war, then Krishna would have arranged some other circumstance in which he would have spoken the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna is not dependent on particular actors acting in particular ways, but when they act in their particular ways, Krishna is expert enough to utilize the whichever way they act in to further his own plan.